Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Although September is often still hot, vegetable gardeners begin to anticipate the cooler weather to come. It is now that we begin to focus on planting cool season vegetables that will grow and produce during the fall, winter, and spring. This is a transitional month, however, but warm season vegetables are still in the garden this time of year. Vegetable and herb gardening seasons can be roughly divided into cool season and warm season. Vegetable gardeners must be especially attuned to seasons and observe carefully the proper planting times for vegetables. Planting times relate to a variety of factors, but temperature is a major consideration. Warm season vegetables cannot withstand frost without significant injury or death to the plant. They are grown from about March through November, divided up into spring plantings, which we consider March and April, and the summer planting season, May, June, and July, and then again in the fall planting seasons, August and September. On the other hand, cool season vegetables are also grown roughly from September to May. They need cooler temperatures to perform at their best and are able to tolerate below freezing temperatures of the winter cool season. Cool season vegetables are planted primarily in late summer and fall, in the months September, October, and November, and then again in springtime in February and March, although planting may continue through the winter. Most warm season vegetables like tomatoes, cucumbers, squash, and peppers should have been planted back in August for fall production, but you can still plant them this weekend if you have time. Bush snap beans can be planted now and will produce an excellent crop before the first frost. Bush varieties produce faster and concentrate their harvest in a shorter period of time than pole beans, making them preferred for fall plantings. As we move into September and October, root crops such as carrots, radishes, parsnip, rutabaga, and turnips are an important part of the vegetable garden. Root crops are always direct seeded and never transplanted. The tiny root first produced by the seed eventually develops into the edible portion. It is easily damaged by transplanting when the seed is young, and this damage will cause a deformed and poor quality final product. Bunching onions and shallots may also be planted this month using small bulbs called sets. You may also plant seeds of bulbing onions, bunching onions, and leeks this month. There is also work to be done in the herb garden. Regularly remove flower spikes of basil to encourage plants to continue to produce leaves. Ultimately, the plant will begin to wind down. Basil transplants could still be planted into the garden now for a quick, late crop. Herbs such as sage, lavender, thyme, and catnip should begin to revive as the weather gets cooler. Remove any dead parts of the plant, fertilize lightly to encourage new growth. Vegetables that can be planted this month include beets, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, collards, English peas, snow peas, kale, kohlrabi, leeks, lettuce, mustard, onions, radishes, rutabagas, shallots, snap beans, Swiss chard, and turnips. Herbs that can also be planted this time of year include rosemary, parsley, sage, thyme, fennel, French tarragon, chives, garlic chives, borage, cilantro, mint, lemon balm, lavender, and dill. The LSU Ag Center's Vegetable Planting Guide is an excellent reference which includes year-round planting dates for vegetables. The LSU Ag Center's Vegetable Planting Guide is an excellent reference which includes year-round planting dates for vegetables. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.